Bill, if something should really heat up between the Russia and the Ukraine, that would kind of ripple through the whole economy, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would. There'd definitely be a shock to prices, and then it'd be one of those things that we'd kind of have to evaluate exactly, what happens. And realistically, this is just kind of a more public viewing and more overt action by the Russian government. There's been separatists, for lack of a better word, in Ukraine. 2014. Russia, overtly, absorbed Crimea back into their sphere of influence and took that in. And there's still other areas of Ukraine that have, are dominated by Russian descendants, from the former Soviet Union days, and really have their allegiance to Moscow. So that has always been an underlying current there, that you've got a little bit of civil war, so to speak, going on, and hostilities in that part of the world and that part of Eastern Europe going on. It's just now that it's over, and whenever you add it on top of the commodity conditions we have out there, you're reopening up economies, pandemic, at least our response to it is kind of returning back to normal out there in a lot of places. So you just have, two or three big factors out there, and then this is just kind of the it's not icing on the cake, but it's kind of that tipping point that throws even more uncertainty and volatility into the marketplace. And if something does happen, then yes, it's going to really probably hammer the stock market. You're going to see commodity prices, mainly oil, corn, wheat, markets probably really shoot higher. At least initially, because Russia and Ukraine are our top two wheat exporting countries in the world. And if there's reaction, from a sanction standpoint, a lot of that, those commodities will be off the board, won't be out there in the world market. So that'll definitely probably point some importing countries to the U.S. For wheat especially, but maybe even energy and things like that. So yeah, it very well will have some impact out there. And then, depending on what the response is and exactly how things go down, will dictate how long you see those elevated, potential commodity prices declining, stock prices out there, before things maybe kind of calm down a little bit and return to, some sense of normalcy.
When you look at Eastern Ukraine, that used to be part of the former Soviet Union. So, as you alluded to it, there are a lot of Russians there that weren't very happy that all at once they were now Ukrainians, when really their allegiance is to Moscow, and a lot of their family members are just across the border still Russians.
Yeah, you do have that, and that's, vestiges of the, former Soviet Union. Ukraine is a highly fertile area, and is closely, it's closer to, Western Europe, so the export potential were there, and the former Soviet Union during those times moved a lot of Russians into those areas to deal with those and assume those sensitive, job positions. And I have a friend who, was in that area. His family was moved into Russia. His parents, they're all electrical engineers, and his parents worked at Chernobyl. And whenever that happened, we were talking about it. It was, something that, all of a sudden one day you wake up and people are calling you Ukrainian, whenever you know that you're Russian, and that's where your allegiance is at. So now he's, a U.S. citizen, and proud to be over here. His whole family, sister and his parents are over here in the States. But from that standpoint, there's a lot of folks that are still in Ukraine that have their allegiance to Russia, and don't like the fact that they are now underneath Ukraine. So those things really, from the get-go, whenever the Soviet Union was broke up back in the late 80s, early 90s, that's been an issue there. And it's just every once in a while it pops up. Like I say, it was 2014 whenever the Crimean Peninsula was reabsorbed into Russia. And, you know, and now it's, you know, just continues on. And, you know, there's chaos out there in the world with, you know, the pandemic and coming out of it, the high commodity prices and shortfalls in some of the commodities out there, supply disruptions. And you know, for a lot of folks, chaos, you know, out of chaos comes opportunity. And that's, I really believe, what you're looking at from the Russian government standpoint, is that there's a lot of chaos out there, there's a lot of distraction, and this is a fine opportunity to attempt to maybe achieve some long-run goals of their ruling politicians.
All right.